In this bulletin, Grace Tame delivers a scathing assessment of the Prime Minister and his government, Labor to support the religious discrimination bill but seek some changes, and in sport, Pat Cummins breaks his silence over the resignation of Justin Langer. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Former Australian of the Year Grace Tame has delivered a scathing assessment of the Prime Minister and his government's actions when it comes to ending violence against women and children. In an address to the National Press Club, Ms. Tame accused the government of empty announcements, placatory platitudes, superficial last-minute acknowledgements, and carefully staged photo ops. The 27-year-old is calling for the government to take the issue of abuse in all of its forms seriously, the implementation of adequate funding for prevention education, and nationally consistent legislative change. She's also revealed that she received a threatening phone call from a senior member of a government-funded organisation warning her not to say anything damaging about Scott Morrison before this year's Australian of the Year awards.
"You're an influential person. He'll have a fear," they said. "A fear? What kind of fear?" I asked myself. "A fear for our nation's most vulnerable? A fear for the future of our planet?" And then I heard the words, "You know, with an election coming soon." And it crystallised. A fear. A fear for himself and no one else.
Earlier, former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins used her address to call for all 28 recommendations of the Jenkins Review into parliamentary workplace culture to be implemented. She also criticised the draft national plan to end violence against women and children as lacking clear actions and targets, and instead being full of warm platitudes and statistics. Ms. Higgins says too little has changed.
"Last year wasn't a march for acknowledgement. It wasn't a march for coverage. It wasn't a march for language. It was a march for justice. And that justice demands real change. In our laws, as well as in our language, in our national culture, as well as our national conversation. That starts with the Prime Minister."
The Federal Opposition says it will support the government's contentious religious discrimination bill, but will seek some changes. The Labor caucus met today to discuss the legislation, which would allow people to practice and share their religious beliefs without discrimination. However, MPs on all sides have raised concerns about the bill because it would allow religious schools to expel trans children on the basis of their gender identity. Labor has agreed to move amendments that would see this provision removed. The coalition is under pressure to deliver in this final sitting of Parliament before the federal election. The union representing New South Wales nurses and midwives says its members have voted to take industrial action because they want to send a strong message to the state government. More than 10,000 of the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association members have voted to walk off the job next Tuesday. They're calling on the government to commit to nurse-to-patient ratios, a pay rise, an allowance for working during COVID-19, and changes to sick leave for nurses who catch the virus. The union's General Secretary, Brett Holmes, says nurses are angry about the way the government has treated them.
"What they have been through in the last 2 years, and particularly in the last 2 months, has been horrific. And when Dominic Perrottet decided that we needed to open up, no matter what was going to happen with Omicron, he kept saying our health system was okay. Well, our members are angry."
To sport, and Australian men's cricket captain Pat Cummins has broken his silence about the departure of coach Justin Langer. The 28-year-old has come under fire from former players for what they perceived as a lack of support for Langer before and after the coach's resignation on Saturday. Cummins says Langer is a legend of the game, but a new skill set and style of coaching is needed.
"Yeah, this group looking forward, there's a few things that I think through the review process we really wanted and thought was important to get the best of our players. So that's, I think the players would benefit from a more collaborative approach. I think a big theme for this summer has been being more calm, more composed, and that's been really clear in the feedback from players, support staff and Cricket Australia, and I think that's the direction we want to take the team.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Very hot and sunny in Perth with a top of 39 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 26, similar conditions in Melbourne and 23, partly cloudy as well in Hobart and 22 degrees, also partly cloudy in Canberra with a top of 30, mostly sunny in Wollongong and 30 as well, sunny in Sydney, Newcastle and Brisbane, all 31, mostly sunny in Cairns and 33, and a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.